This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Tonight, third hour, we're going to be joined by Mike Parks from Agency Arms. We're going to talk about this latest Obama executive order and what that's going to mean to gunsmiths, gun modifiers, gun customizers. But we got 2 hours prior to that. So, first up, the GAO, the government's top watchdog, revealed in a new report that the ATF essentially maintained a database of law-abiding gun owners by ignoring their own policy. According to the GAO, the ATF failed to remove the names of gun purchasers from its multiple sales database and another system called Access 2000, which allowed it to stockpile information on lawful gun owners by scouring the records of out-of-business federal firearm license holders. FFLs are required to report to the ATF the names of customers who purchase multiple firearms at once. ATF is supposed to keep the names on file for no longer than 2 years, after which policies require that the agency remove identifying information about the buyers if the firearms haven't been linked to a crime. Well, for more than two decades, the agency has failed to comply with the privacy protection policies with regularity, according to the GAO. In September of 1996, they reported that the ATF had not fully implemented its two-year deletion requirement. During the course of their 1996 review, ATF provided documentation that it had subsequently deleted the required records and that it would conduct weekly deletions in the future. Similarly, as a result of their current review, according to the ATF documentation, in May of 2016, the agency deleted the 10,041 records that should have been deleted earlier. However, given that this has been a 20-year issue, it is critical that the ATF develop consistency between its deletion policy, the design of the MS system, and the timeliness with which deletions are carried out. By aligning the MS system design and the timeliness of deletion practices with its policy, ATF could ensure that it maintains only useful purchaser information while safeguarding the privacy of firearms purchasers. Oh, if that's only what they were feeling like doing. I mean, that's not really part of what they're not concerned with that. The Access 2000 system was set up as a voluntary way for FFL holders to more easily comply with ATF requests for information. The GAO noted in its report that the system works well for in-business FFLs from both a convenience and privacy perspective. From the report, industry members, not ATF, retain possession and control of their disposition records, and according to ATF officials, they may withdraw from A2K and remove their records from the servers at any time. A2K includes a secure user web interface to each of the servers, and the ATF may only obtain A2K disposition information by searching individual industry member servers by exact firearm serial number. Through this search, the ATF obtains the same information from each industry member as it would otherwise obtain by phone, fax, or email, and in a similarly disaggregated form. Situation is different, however, for FFLs that have gone out of business and are no longer subject to the ATF. ATF officials essentially made the decision to gather the records of defunct FFLs and store them in a government-controlled database. The GAO report noted, beginning in 2000, ATF maintained A2K disposition data from out-of-business industry members on a single partitioned server within NTC and removed the records from the server in March of 2016. ATF's maintenance of the disposition records in this manner violated the Appropriations Act restriction on consolidation or centralization. Now, according to the GAO auditors, the ATF has since removed the policy-violating records associated with both systems. But don't expect them to give up on trying to find ways to quietly patch together a de facto national gun registry. And it's not even about the guns in this particular case. This is going to be about gun owners. Just last weekend, the ATF Deputy Director Thomas Brandon complained that the agency isn't able to build such a database in plain sight. He told CBS there's a lot of things that don't make sense in this town, you know. And so, yeah, would it be efficient and effective? Absolutely. Would the taxpayers benefit with public safety? Absolutely. Are we allowed to do it? No. How would the taxpayers benefit? How would this enhance public safety? Explain that to me. Knowing who the gun owners are. The answer to that is there is no public safety enhancement by knowing that. Knowing it, you know, when you look at gun owners and you realize how lawful they are, looking at people that aren't breaking the law does not enhance public safety. So, you know, Thomas Brandon, I guess we can tell you're lying every time we see your face moving. Yeah? They, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm trying to, in my world, I'm trying to say to myself, of course they deleted that stuff. What? Okay, in the chat room, Bill, yesterday you said that all guns sold after 1995, I believe it was, are subject to confiscation due to some technicality. When did I say that? Are you sure you were listening to me? Have I said that? Anyway, ATF, they're going to hold on to as much stuff as long as they can for as long as they can, and that's just the way it is. They don't have a registry as such. They can't build it out in the plain sight as such, but hey. That's what they want to do. And that's what they try to do clandestinely. They try to maintain the records. I'm still trying to figure out how I said yesterday that all guns sold after 19. Raven, were you at Moscow? Raven PW, did I say that yesterday, that all guns sold after 1995? Okay. We got the changing room, the changing guest number again from the mobile app. ATF, though. ATF is good at one thing. They're good at gun trafficking. They do very well at that, except they're not very good at gun tracking, which is supposed to be what they're supposed to be good at. The other thing that they're really good at is getting people killed and making crime where there is no crime. That's what they specialize in. Other than that, I can't think of anything they're good for. They should be done away with. And all of that law enforcement should just be sucked up by the FBI. They could take the ATF, as far as I know, only exists because the revenuers had to go away when the hooch came back after the whichever amendment was it the 13th? I don't remember. I never existed in that world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. A couple of weeks ago, we saw something. I didn't talk about it, but I want to go back and look at it. Coming from the House Democrats, you see, they're looking at a nation facing a growing jihadist terror threat and international instability, and they've released a plan to protect the nation. Very short on details and focuses heavily on gun control and increased spending for failed counter-terror programs, but that's the way they're going to roll. Minority Whip Steny Hoyer said the agenda, dubbed a stronger America, is what Democratic lawmakers plan to focus on if Donald Trump and his GOP enablers are defeated in November. We want to build a stronger America by making it a more secure America. This agenda includes securing our nation, securing our democracy, and securing our future. Just whenever I'm talking about this is when everybody can just sort of play the Leave It to Beaver theme behind it all. Democrats behind the proposals have repeatedly touted them as initiatives aimed at keeping Americans safe. Laughably, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi got out there and said, it's the oath of office we take to protect and defend. Despite an obvious international Islamic terror threat, the Democrats offer just two suggestions, spend and spy. From the policy paper, Democrats are calling for increased resources to fully fund the FBI's counterterrorism efforts in order to stop domestic terror attacks. I'll get to that in a minute. This increased funding would be used to increase the size of the FBI's counterterrorism workforce, including the hiring of more special agents. Additional funding would also be used to increase the FBI's watch listing and information sharing effort at the Terrorist Screening Center. That's despite revelations that both the Orlando and Dallas shooters had already been on the FBI radar. As for the spying, the Democrats are also calling for more aggressive steps to combat online radicalization here in the United States. They say that we need to use the best minds in our technology companies to help us more effectively counter this dangerous online threat. Now, the weightiest section of their safety proposals involves increasing hurdles to gun ownership in the U.S. They vow Democrats will fight to pass the bipartisan, they say, no-fly, no-buy bill, H.R. 1076, which would close the dangerous loophole. The dangerous loophole that allows terrorist suspects to legally buy deadly weapons. Democrats will also fight to pass the bipartisan King-Thompson background bill, H.R. 1217, which closes the background check loophole by requiring background checks for all commercial gun sales, such as those made over the Internet or at gun shows. This is them speaking now, okay? I'm just quoting them. Currently, it is estimated that about 40% of commercial sales are done without a background check. Well, since they're so busy spewing all of these lies and all this other stuff, you know, is, I don't know. 40% thing, that's already been, you know, all commercial gun sales have background checks already. I don't even know why they're putting that in there. Anybody who knows anything about that knows that. But that's coming from the Democrats, so have heart. Things are going to get better. Coming out of Chicago last month was the deadliest July in 10 years, and this is coming out of the Gun Control Haven. 65 individuals were shot and killed in Chicago, in the city of Chicago, last month. Moreover, according to the Chicago Tribune, such death figures do not set a new record. They simply tie a record set in 2006. When 65 individuals were killed in the month of July, then. This brings Chicago's homicide total to nearly 400 for the first 7 months of 2016 alone. The number of homicides for the whole year of 2015 was 490. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson tried to abate the feeding frenzy on the July death numbers by pointing out that they were at least better than the numbers for June, when 72 homicides were reported. Breitbart News previously reported that May 2016 was also a record-setting month. Almost 400 people were shot, 66 people were killed in that one month. And that was the deadliest May since 1995, when 75 people were gunned down. On August the 2nd, the Chicago Tribune reported a total of 2,395 shooting victims in Chicago for the 7 months of 2016. There were only, well, let's not, in 2015, all of 2015, there was 2,988 shooting victims. These are coming in Chicago in the gun-free haven, despite the assault weapons ban, despite the violence tax, despite the strict rules on requiring handguns and the micromanagement of the number of gun stores in the city, as well as the locations of these stores. All of this is happening despite all of that. Now, what they'll say and what they have been saying, what the various clergy and Emmanuel and all of his little posse have been saying, is that, hey, we it's all about the surrounding Bad Apple gun stores to do this. This is the reason for this, the Bad Apple gun stores. Now, notice, of course, those Bad Apple gun stores don't have any crime happening around them. I suppose if we want to be, devil's advocate here, we could say, well, okay, maybe that's true. Maybe they go out of town to buy the guns to come back in town to shoot people. That sounds awfully, I don't know, that sounds awfully industrious of them to go and do that to me anyway. Anyway, Chicago. This is bad. It's bad in Chicago. It's bad for the people of Chicago. There's a lot of innocent people get killed in this stuff. A lot of innocent people get killed just for being on the porch, in the front yard, wherever, walking down the street, because of the gangland violence. It's a little bit like Beirut. That's why they call it Chirac. Anyway, coming up next, hey, your kind isn't welcome here. There's a restaurant out there right now that is saying that if you own guns or if you back them, you're not welcome. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loom Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Play.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Most of the American gun control debate is driven, or it's, at least it is listened to and adhered to. It's driven by lies, and it's driven by lust for control, and it's listened to and pushed forward, propagated by rank stupidity and ignorance. But there may be a new strain of anti-gun progressive ideology emerging on the left, one that is not simply opposed to widespread civilian gun ownership, but rather to the very idea of guns, of firearms. Not merely the idea of owning firearms, mind you, but the idea of owning them. Now, for Ann Verrill, the slaughter in Orlando was different. It was the deadliest mass public shooting in American history. Ms. Verrill wanted to do something that she thought might make a difference and set an example for her children. So she again turned to the universal soapbox of Facebook. This time she took a stand, knowing it could hurt her business in a pro-gun, largely rural state where hunting and target practice are immensely popular and where the political schisms run deep. She wrote that anyone who owned a high-powered semi-automatic rifle similar to the one used in Orlando was not welcome in either of her two restaurants. And that was not all. She would not welcome anyone who merely supported the idea of owning such a weapon. Now, I'm going to do my best here and punch out this legitimate, non-snarky, non-rhetorical question. Is there a precedent for this kind of behavior in American political thought and political action? Possibly in the climate discussion, climate change discussion, but I'm not really sure. I ask in part because I can see this catching on. American history is certainly littered with similar, though assuredly not identical, acts of prejudice, banning black people from lunch counters and other public accommodations, for instance. But did American segregationists ever go so far as to ban people who merely supported the idea of racial integration inside their own mind? Now, seeing as how they would love to, I mean, we can see this with the climate change discussions that we're having right now. You know, we're going to get to Maura Healey right now with what she wants to do against the First Amendment and everything else. And, you know, we're talking about the penalization of even thinking about guns in the wrong way. Eventually, the marginalization of the pro-gun position from rational and thoughtful debate. Now, you could see such a zeitgeist taking place on such topics like gay marriage and climate change, subjects in which dissent is proposed to be punished with punitive taxation or else outright criminalization variously, gun rights could face a similar fate. Increasingly, liberals are fed up with a diverse and pluralistic society featuring multiple beliefs and opinions and modes of thought. If you take the wrong position on guns, on gays, on global warming, you will be made to pay for it. Now, if Ann Verrill, she owns these restaurants, and if that's the way she wants to go, that's fine. Any restaurant owner should be allowed to do this. But it does not do well for their case in the end. If the point is to force Americans to give up their gun rights, it falls flat. Who in their right mind, in the face of this kind of bigotry, persecution, intimidation, threat, who gives up their best means of self-defense in the face of that? Nobody does. Nobody in their right mind should. Because this, we are slowly. Who's seen that movie Equilibrium? It was I can't even remember his name now. Right? Christian Bale's. It was a Christian Bale movie. Pre-Batman. This is where every day you take a dose of a drug to make everybody emotionless. No feelings, no compassion. Children are actually able to turn you in and get you in big trouble, a la the Nazis. That's what this sounds like to me. This is where they want to go. They want to control what you think. And they want to be able to punish you for thinking a certain way or exclude you. And along the way, they want to take guns as they go. They want to take guns. Your money isn't yours. Your children are not yours. You don't have any property. You are simply in the matrix. We, the progressive leadership elite, we will tell you what is good for you, and you will like it. You don't need this. You don't need that. We will give you what you need and nothing more. Doesn't that just sound like Shangri-La? It doesn't bother me that she thinks this way. Sort of like that cat last night, which I'm waiting to see if he calls back in today. David from San Francisco. We'll be looking for him just to see if, David, if you call in today, buddy, it's going to be a different day, okay? All right. But, so they want to keep tabs and correct or punish you for thinking something. That it's okay to do this, that it's okay. And they don't like the idea that, you know, there's some people that think the way they do, and there's some people that don't think the way they do. They have tried to lie their way to this utopia, and it hasn't worked. So now they're ready to just, you know, cause all kinds of things. Now, mind you, this is only happening with two restaurants with one woman. This is what she's going to, I have no idea how she's going to look at somebody. And if I need to find out where her restaurants are and go up there myself. Because I don't know how she's going to look at me and figure out if I am okay with the idea of somebody owning an AR-15. That's what it all boils down to. If you want, if you think it's okay to own AR-15, your kind is not welcome here. The last time I heard stuff like that, I think I was watching Mississippi Burning. Your kind is not welcome here. Well, okay. Okay. Well, my kind enabled you to enjoy these restaurants that you built. We stood on the hill guarding you from everything that wanted to come over here and take everything you got. We did that for you, and your reward for us, your answer for us is that we can't eat at your restaurant if we think it's okay to own an AR-15. Okay. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. First of all, I haven't heard from about this guy in a long time. Coming from former New Jersey governor turned lawyer lobbyist James Florio, who looks like a... Does everybody remember the puppet show Captain Scarlet that came on Saturdays? He reminds me of a Captain Scarlet villain. He reckons the Garden State civilian disarmament regime is a model for the rest of the country. Now, you know, take all this into consideration. Cultural shift. NRA wants to sell guns. Public health epidemic. Yada, 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 yada. First thing to remember is that this is not about the Second Amendment. He asserts at NJ.com. All of the courts have clearly stated that it is reasonable to impose restrictions on gun ownership and the types of guns available. Even Antonin Scalia conceded that. While it's deeply regrettable that the Supreme Court's McDonald decision contained a loophole okaying reasonable restrictions on firearms freedom, New Jersey's gun control laws are about as reasonable as summary execution. A New Jersey resident has a better chance of winning the lottery than receiving a May-issue carry permit, a prima facie unconstitutional provision in the first place. But here's some of the things that we hear. It's unreasonable to be concerned that 40% of gun owners are not subject to any background check when buying a gun. I don't think so. Is it unreasonable to conclude that no hunter needs 30, 50, 100-round clips for their firearms? Don't think so. Is it unreasonable to question why someone on a terrorist watch list can't board a plane but can buy a gun? Is it unreasonable to question why we buy protective vests for police and allow for the sale of cop killer bullets? Well, yes, 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 and yes. All of that is unreasonable. The 40% stat is bogus and irrelevant. The Second Amendment is not about hunting. The government's secret unaccountable terror watch list is the slippery slope to tyranny. Hollow point rounds are not cop killers any more than more powerful rifle rounds are cop killers. You would think at that point that's enough said, but apparently not. He continued on. Educators explained the impact of violence on children at a time when the city of Patterson was traumatized by the gunshot death of a child. The clergy embraced this as the critical moral issue of their communities. Public safety officials spoke out. A prosecutor in Camden County explained how police would not go into sections of Camden because the bad guys had more firepower. We organized events, editorial board meetings, wrote op-eds, and called upon legislators, inviting broad participation, which is the way democracy is supposed to work. And we simplified the issue like this. Is it in the best interest of New Jersey to have greater access to Uzis and AK-47s? The answer, virtually unanimously, was of course not. Now, coming from Wikipedia, on October 29, 2012, the FBI announced Camden was ranked first in violent crime per capita of cities with over 50,000 residents, surpassing Flint, Michigan. Specifically, 2,566 violent crimes for every 100,000 people. New Jersey's assault weapons ban took effect in 1990. You know, once upon a time, support for slavery was virtually unanimous in the southern part of the United States. Marginalizing a gun owner's opposition to government infringement on their gun rights is to ignore the law of the land, to which Mr. Florio and his fellow legislators swore an oath when he was in office anyway. And clearly, Governor Florio views the Constitution in the same way the Democratic platform does, as a blueprint, a guideline, some suggestions for progress. Progress meaning the progress of the all-powerful state. So New Jersey is the template for the rest of the country. God, I hope not. Or better yet, let's just say hell no. The template. I know that people have listened to this enough and heard the same stats coming from their faces enough to understand that this is never going to stop. It is never going to stop. There's never going to come a day when I get to wake up and say, hey, you know what? I need to just go look and I'm going to get the New Guns Digest and just talk about new guns, because nobody's trying to do gun control anymore. It's like there's never going to be a day where I wake up and there's no more kryptonite. Never going to be a day. This cat, Florio, he thinks they've done some good things in New Jersey. And without me knowing all the details about New Jersey, in New Jersey, right? In the past in New Jersey, there was a kid that posed for a picture with his rifle, which looked like an AR-15. So they come to visit him and his family, and of course, Attorney Evan Knappen has to get involved in that, and like any other time when there's an attorney present, the Department of Social Services, or whatever they call them there in New Jersey, they decided not to press it. The cops that were with them didn't want to press it. They really didn't want to go into that. Then there's all these people that cross over into New Jersey that have permits to carry guns, vetted to carry a gun, the same way we're vetted to drive a car. We've been examined. We've been looked at. And they go to jail, or they're facing, they and then there's Carol Bowen, who tried to do everything New Jersey says you have to do in order to have a gun. She did it. She waited. They were behind. And one day they were behind one too many days because her strange boyfriend, who's making all these threatening noises at her, showed up and killed her in her own driveway. So New Jersey is, I'm sure that the gun grabbers would love to use New Jersey as the template. They've got that. They've still got that little law. They've been trying to pull it back. They've still got this little law where if there's ever a smart gun for sale anywhere in the United States, anywhere, then in New Jersey, that triggers this clause where all guns in New Jersey, sold in New Jersey, have to be smart guns within 2 years or 3 years. So that's the template that they're wanting to have. That's the template. And New Jersey, I know people, you know, I've talked to people like Anthony Calandro out of New Jersey, and I mean, Ammo Land is out of New Jersey. New Jersey obviously has very pro-gun people there. For some reason, their government doesn't care about them. They think that they can do and say whatever they want. They exempt themselves from the laws. Sweeney is a, you know, he is a deplorable waste of space and skin, the president of the Senate. And when Christie is out of the way, I don't know what happens. I mean, Christie is a nothing better than a Northeastern conservative, but if they replace him with a Democrat, then what happens to New Jersey? Do they're just going to, like, sink? Their public policy will go from horrible to the worst in the land. So, this Florio Caddy's out here. Why they dug him up, I don't know. I mean, when you look at him, you see looking at him, you say, well, Jim is not aging too well. They must have been looking for a story. I do not know. We're about to go into the second hour when we get back. Tim Kaine, the vice presidential running mate of Pantsuit, is coming out there, and he's proving to be a little bit of a liability because of his positions he's had on guns back and forth and in the past. And that's interesting because he's sort of a loudmouth, but hey, he might be the vice president. If the Republican establishment have their way, he will be the vice president, because never Trump. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Go ahead and let me have the audio.
Trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.